I'll see you next week. Yeah, don't worry about that, guys. All right. We're good. Thanks. See you.
That's the last one.
Oh, okay. Here he is. Hello, Mr. Foley.
Rebecca's on her way, so we'll get a little housekeeping in order first, and then we'll go through the two policies on the agenda. So we'll stand for the pledge. It is 4:31. Yeah, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Dan Foley.
Present.
Laura Harris is here. Rebecca O'Hare is on her way. I'll note for the record what time she arrives. And also present is Dr. Matthew Conway Jr. and
Dr. Rafferty.
Thank you for coming. Anybody from the public? Oh, additions and deletions? I haven't seen that in a long time because we've always changed our policy. Any additions or deletions, Dr. Conway?
No, Madam Chair.
Can we just add at the very end for driver's ed?
Sure.
Of course, just to, we had a couple questions on that.
Okay.
So we're going to add, so that'll be under 5A. We'll put driver's ed discussion, and then number 6 would be adjournment.
Okay.
Now we can go into public participation. Anybody from the public? Anybody from the public? Anybody from the public third time? Nobody's in the public area, so we're going to close public portion unless somebody comes on late and they want to chat about what's on the agenda. I never have a problem with that. Dan.
Yes.
Dan, can I have a motion from you, approval of the minutes?
Can I make that motion even though I wasn't at the meeting?
Yes, you can.
Okay, make a motion to accept the minutes from 4:19, was it? No, I'm sorry, 5:10.
4:19
and May 10th, 2022.
Okay, I'll make that motion. You can amend it.
Dan Foley made a motion to accept the minutes from April 19, 2022 and approval of minutes of May 10th, 2022. Thank you, Dan. Laura will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Onto our reviewer policies, 4A, advanced courses or programs eligibility criteria for enrollment. And we're going to give the floor to Dr. Rafferty and or Dr. Conway.
I'm happy to just take over. Rafferty. Okay, so.
Okay, Dr. Rafferty.
So the public acts as they're written, both the criteria for enrollment and then the challenging policy, curriculum policy, as written are not problematic for the district in that we do have policies that address all those. What we did notice is that we do need to update our handbooks around them, probably greater specificity. So we have a policy on how you get recommendations for AP courses. We do have a pipeline in middle school through National Junior Honor Society to make that aware for students and then tell them other opportunities for advanced programming. What will be a further discussion as a result of this is any curricular changes we want to make in terms of pushing advanced placement courses into the middle school. That would be a staffing and a financial impact that we probably have to take. But the policy as they're written right now, we have those things in place. But so I went with one of the principals and went through the handbook, and we see the way the public act is written. And if we adopt the policy behind for CABE, that we just have to make sure our handbooks are up to date. So there's just some language and verbiage. So they suggest, they call it a reading, just double check it, not a reading, sorry. That's a different legislation. There's an academic plan that you lay out for kids that can be, that you think are available for more rigorous content. So that we need to add that. Plus we have to revisit with staff the recommendation. So there is a recommendation pipeline in terms of certain GPA and certain teacher recommendations, but we probably over the course, if we look at the regulations, probably need to widen that a little bit and consider some other things. So I would like to perhaps somewhere down the line to entertain the algebra readiness assessment that is usually done in middle school a little bit earlier. Right now we don't presently use that, but that's something to consider. We use different measures, but I would make a recommendation to really fulfill this policy the way we want. We may have to widen the way we look for students who are academically capable in ways that are beyond the traditional scope. So that's just one example. So I think that for us, in terms of the policy, the way it's written, I went through it with an administrator. There's no disconnect for us. It is a multi-step process. We do have, we do have counseling available to kids. We do have nights that do those things. So I think that it's a matter of revising the handbooks, which I think we do every time, every way. Right. But there's no disconnect for us for this public act and our present policies. I would just make the pitch to revise the handbook. Mm-hmm.
So the policy we have in place for 6141.51, we're going to keep our own policy.
If that's the one we presently use, I would recommend that. Is that the one we presently use?
Can we compare? Because I'm.
We don't have this specific policy 6141.51. This is a new policy by CABE. So our recommendation is we adopt the new policy.
Yeah.
As a result of the adoption of the new policy, we'll revise our handbooks.
Okay.
So while the public right regarding AP courses that they follow at the high school, it's in the handbook, not in the policy.
Oh, right. Okay. So the public act is compelling us to consider this policy. And there's no disconnect in this policy language for us, except when you get to the.
Yeah. So we kind of follow the 1 through 6 and define. I like to have the definitions in there too. That's a good thing.
Right. Yeah.
Especially,
and I think
when parents go in and they're looking for a policy, they can see it.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. And it will help guide the revisions of the handbooks.
Yeah.
So there's a good through line for us. I don't see a disconnect adopting these policies.
Mr. Foley, any questions?
None.
Comments?
No.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just wondering, are we going to recommend this policy to be added?
Yes, I'd like to. Do you agree?
Okay.
Okay, so 6141.51 will be sent to the full board as a first read.
Yep.
I don't know, what's the date?
July 21st.
On July 21st, 2022. Thank you, Dr. Rafferty. Just want to write this down. Okay. Next one is policy, let's see, policy 6141.52.
Yeah.
That's the challenging curriculum policy.
Yeah, so these two are intertwined, these two policies. One serves to help them. I would make a contention that we adopt both of them.
And this one speaks more for grade 8 and 9 students, right?
Yeah, it's about so in the first policy, it's really about the eligibility criteria. In the second policy, it's more about do you have an identification process to be able to do that? So once again, there's no disconnect for us. We have criteria for how to get into AP classes, how to take an honor courses and things like that. But I think we need greater specificity in the handbook. But if you just read the policy as is, we're not out of compliance with it. We would meet the process that are in here.
So do our guidance counselors, I'm sure they're involved totally, right?
Absolutely,
between the staff or the English teacher, the math teacher to say, yes, yeah, so this child that's from 8th grade going to 9th grade is eligible for Algebra 2 because he had Algebra 1 in 8th grade.
Yep, so there's a multi-step process where they would be identified. The middle school counselors would do that work first, and then they meet with the high school counselors together to go through those placements of kids that we think are more prepared to take more rigorous courses. So
how about has any parents come forward or have disagreed with not having their child in an AP class? Or
no,
we haven't received any negative feedback with that.
Never received feedback of a child that was denied an AP course. For us, even putting a student in an AP course who might otherwise be questionable, it's preparing them for the rigor. So even if they don't end up passing the AP exam with a 3, 4, or 5, doesn't mean the university won't accept the credit. It's at the discretion of the university. But second to that, I think it better prepares some students for the rigor of a college course that they otherwise wouldn't be prepared for. So you can take a content course, but it may not be of the same rigor. And so I think it better prepares them for the rigor of the college course. Even if they're not passing that AP exam specifically. And there's still opportunity for college credit based upon the discretion of the college.
They should know what they're getting into before they go into it, because somebody I know right now is having a hard time. She had to take summer courses at the college that she's going to because she fell short with her AP class. So you kind of know that's what my daughter said. You know, she really had to stick with it to make sure that it would be okay to go into into freshman year in college.
Yeah, and I think that's the point of the policy is to tell kids you can experience this earlier before you go to college where it won't cost you as much.
Right.
The other place to have that experience, and I know the high school's been trying to grow it, is the early college experience. So those grant credits, those are credit-bearing options, but a syllabus is approved by the university, the teacher is trained by the university, so it's simulating a college experience for them.
Right.
So kids who sign up for that should be prepared for a different workload, a different experience. And so that's another part of the counselor trying to guide kids to have, especially kids who are saying They have a great interest in college to have that experience here at the high school level before. I mean, we'd love to keep growing that experience because it's beneficial on a multiple.
It is. My daughter said already it's beneficial because she had went up over the summer and she got a chance to look at some of the like curriculum. She said that she's glad that she took the AP classes because it kind of let her know what she was getting, what it's all about.
It's different.
So to speak.
Yeah,
yes.
It's different.
So, she actually told me that. She didn't talk too much, but she actually told me that. She actually told me that.
That was good. She found time to share.
Mr. Foley, any questions or any comments?
No, none whatsoever.
Okay. Are we in agreement to move policy 6141.52 onto the full board for a first read?
Yes.
July 20.
Okay. So,
we're going to do both. Yeah, both policies. Both mandated for the school year.
On the 22nd.
21st.
I'll be tuning in from.
Yeah, I'll be on Zoom too.
Yeah.
Dan, are you going to be at the Cape the whole month?
We're coming back the 27th. We have to pick up my grandson to bring him back up.
Oh, there you go.
Are you going to Maine this year?
Yes, yeah, the first 2 weeks in August.
Oh, we're going to miss you this year. You could have stopped, but remember last
year? Yes,
Oh.
When are you going up?
Sunday.
Oh, gotcha. Sunday. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of my kids are up there right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
You can't go on the 27th because you're presenting.
My oldest will join us up there with our granddaughter in August.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know, because this year I was hoping that you'd be the same time so you could spend at least a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Everybody was off on this island last year when you stopped by.
Yeah.
Me and Corey drove back on the jets, the wave runner. Oh, that was an experience to meet us. Yeah, just the two of us. Oh, yeah, it was not good. It was not good. Yeah.
All right.
It was a show.
When we first started, for the record, Marianne, please put down Rebecca O'Hare arrived at 4:39 p.m. for the meeting. I added on Rebecca and Dan to add on driver's ed discussion.
Mm-hmm.
It was number 5, and then 6 would be adjournment.
Sure.
Mainly with my notes, Doc, I just don't want to lose anything.
Right.
I did speak to Dina and Deborah. We're going to do an audit again on the policies from January to the summer. So hopefully they'll be able to get it done by the end of summer.
Yep.
Because we don't want things falling through the cracks like the last couple times it happened. But anyway, at the main meeting, our last discussion for driver's ed was to, Ms. Nelson did contact somebody at DMV, and it looks like we were going to go on to Plan B. Plan B, as I understood it, was going to have the business department do a proposal, send it out to 3 different driving schools, and get prices for parents, still have an instructor at the high school for the students, and then have the student go to the driving to do the road work or the road driving, whatever it is. At either Jerry's or Airway or whatever it was. So do we have anything updated for Mrs. Olson?
I'll have to check with Principal Olson on an update on the private schools.
So then this probably won't be by the time school
starts. That's what we talked about the last time, right?
Yeah.
That's what I stated.
Yep.
I wasn't sure if I missed something or...
Right. Now the instructor would still have to be somebody, what we did find out, the instructor would still have to be, even if they taught the classes at Derby High, would have to be an employee of the private school. We would just provide them with classroom space to make it easier for students to access.
The instructor would still go online to get certified, how many hours and whatnot.
They're certified through the private school.
They'll be okay.
Yep.
Through the driving school that they choose, right? It's one of their instructors, you're saying.
You got it.
Okay. That's what we didn't know. Remember we thought we could get a teacher or somebody else or me. Remember? That was a joke.
Yeah. All right. So if you could contact Mrs. Olson and then, do we still want to pursue it? That's the bottom line. Do we still want to pursue it?
Is there enough interest to pursue it?
Yeah. Dan, did you have any thoughts on this?
Not really. I was just thinking the cost involved, not just to the student, but to our school system. It's iffy.
There would be no cost. There would not be a cost to the school system going through a private agency unless the board wanted to offset the cost, which we have now found other districts. The few districts that are offering the courses do not offset the cost. They simply offer the courses through the schools.
Doctor, would this be done during school hours or after school hours if it does come to tuition?
After school hours.
Okay. Because years ago was done during study time.
Yes, yeah, when I took it, it was daring even.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe we could add this on our next month's agenda.
Yeah.
And also the gifted and talented policy. If
we're ready for that,
yes. If we're ready for that.
I wanted to give our principals and Ms. Hill an opportunity to look at it, because we had a gifted and talented program in place for the past couple of years that really policy speaks to. Mm-hmm. So give them
we have to get people back to, yeah. I'm not sure it'll be ready by the next meeting, but yeah. Okay. Certainly in September, October, we could.
Right.
We just need the right people to weigh in so we don't misquote it
sure.
and get it wrong.
I understand that.
So I think.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
All right.
I think.
I'll let Principal Olson know as well.
Okay, that'd be great. And I think that's all we had.
All right.
Now, unless you have anything else to add, after Ashley, you're good.
Policy was very clean. This was an easy one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not always so clean.
Yeah, true. Okay.
Sorry, I'm quitting babysitting. That's it. I'm done. No, I did. I got a job because that's it. I'm done. I'm sick of everybody calling me. That's it. So I got a job when I get back from vacation.
Adjourn. Dan, can I have a second?
My family to know. Leave it on the record.